This is Dugarus Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is 2-3-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Dugarus. This is part two of the flyer number 671, entitled About Masculist Hate Speech. Carrying straight on. At the time of writing, June 2024, most young women don't yet feel this tremendous moral pressure on them coming from young masculists to be phips, since they have not been sufficiently exposed to masculist ideas. So they are not yet aware of how increasing numbers of young masculisted men see them. So to spell this out, imagine the following scene taking place. Take a 20-year-old, upper-middle-class, university student male who has a good knowledge of masculist ideas, who is looking at a potential girlfriend to whom he is initially attracted with a very cold, masculist eye. He thinks to himself, quote, is this woman a fluffy? Is she a fluffy crapper who has chosen to study a fluffy crap major, which will inevitably make her a fluffy as an adult, and hence poor? Will she then expect me to earn most of the money while she stays at home raising her kids, then a decade later drag me to a hated fluffy feminist-controlled divorce court and have me financially butchered by forcing me to lose custody of my kids to her, with a 90% probability, lose my house to her, be forced to hand over half my wealth and stuff to her, forced to make payments to my kids, whom I'll barely be allowed to see, and if she's a real fluffy parasite, be forced to pay her alimony so she can sit on her fat, manslaving, divorce-raping ass and live off my money and labour until I die? Fuck that. No way am I going to have a relationship with a fluffy. I won't even dick her because I have such a hatred of fluffy women. As a masculist, I see such women as vile, to be annihilated, to be wiped off the face of the earth. I agree so strongly with the masculist slogan that, quote, now that women can work, they must work. Anything else is man's slavery, and man's slavery is slavery and hated, a war issue. Masculists are at war against fluffies and fluffy feminists, aiming to exterminate them by totally ignoring them, forcing their manslaving, divorce-raping genes to be removed from the gene pool, forcing them into slow, miserable deaths, dying on the shelf, utterly rejected and spat at by men for being manslaving, fluffy vermin. There's no way of denying that the above ideas of the masculists is hate speech. It is indeed very hateful. But to masculists, fluffies and fluffy feminists are truly hateable and, in capital letters, should be hated. Masculists are at war against them and aim to exterminate them, literally, by slowly forcing them into slow, miserable deaths for their massive gender criminality, expecting to live off the labour and money of a man instead of fipping up and becoming moral, socially, and financially responsible adults who expect to pull their financial weight, sharing equally with men the burden of earning the living by bothering equally with men to fip up and to become morally responsible, financially competent adults. The masculists propose the MTC, that's Mother Career Timeline, to women, so that it's possible for women to be both phips and mothers. For an upper middle class woman, smart enough to get a master's degree, that MTC would be as follows. She gets her master's at 23, then works for 5 years in a well-paid career, since she is no fluffy crapper, but chose a major that the economy values. In those 5 years, she marries and has her first kid at age 29. And her second at 31, thus fulfilling her civic duty to raise two kids. She stays at home until she's 35, when her second kid is off to kindergarten. Then she returns to her full-time career so as not to be a fluffy on her husband, so that she is a FIP, so that the divorce courts can be reformed based on the principle of financial independence of both divorcing parties, since society will assume that the wife, the mother, is a FIP, and not expect her to be a fluffy who needs to be supported financially by a man, thus manslaving him. During the 6 years she's at home raising the two kids, the government pays her a hefty motherhood wage so that the father does not bear the sole weight of keeping the whole family financially afloat. Society will have the attitude that raising kids is the responsibility of the whole of society, so society is expected to pay the hefty tax bill to pay for this maternity wage. The next generation has to be raised, and at replacement rate, or we wipe ourselves out, as we are currently doing. Things have to change. Society has to menfair the gender laws, or young men will continue to reject marriage and paternity. In the US now, over 60% of young men don't even date women, seeing them as undateable, due to their feminazi attitudes, making them repulsive to young men. As Maskus' ideas spread across the planet, Maskus' hatred against the horrible ways that women and society oppress men will only rise and rise, to the point that nearly all men who have had their Maskus' consciousness raised, and hence via their interaction with women, millions of women will become female Maskus, the way millions of men today are male feminists, who agree with the idea that women should have equal rights and obligations with men. Before that happens, it will be necessary for angry, hateful masculists to change the gender status quo that is so strongly and powerfully biased against men after 6 decades of feminist, monoconscious feminist monopoly that has been preaching to women and to society that gender oppression is a one-way street, that men are the oppressors and women are the oppressed. Maskus are usually bi-conscious, that is, they've had both their feminist and their Maskus consciousnesses raised, who see clearly that gender oppression is a two-way street, and that in reality women oppress men worse with their manslavery, their divorce rape, their forced fathering, etc., which are far more serious gender crimes against men than the relatively minor ways that men oppress women. To Maskus, even rape, one of the worst ways that men oppress women, is seen as small beer in comparison to the big three ways that women oppress men, that is, manslavery, divorce, rape, forced fathering, that caused Maskus to have a hatred of such gender criminal women and aim to wipe them off the face of the earth by being at war against them, hating and ignoring them to extinction. So to Maskus, the whole concept of hate speech, as seen by monoconscious feminists, only increases the level of Maskus' hatred against them, thus tightening a very vicious circle. Maskus theorists see the rise of Maskus' hatred of monoconscious feminism and fluffy manslavery as historically inevitable and will have to play itself out until the gender laws are men-fared, until society is made bi-conscious. It's likely that the bi-consciousing of society will only occur as a result of the mass hatred of masculinized men against fluffies and fluffy feminists, against whom the Maskus are at war. Those censors at YouTube and Patreon are monoconscious. They know nothing about masculinism, so are profoundly gender politically biased and ignorant. They are on the wrong side of history and will be swept aside by the ever-rising tide of Maskus thought. If the gender laws are not soon men-fared, then whole populations will be wiped out, so governments will be forced, capital letters, to listen to the Maskus and legislate what the Maskus are pushing for. For example, the establishment of GECs, G-E-C-s, gender equality committees, in the parliaments that consists half of female feminists and half of male masculists, so that the gender issues of both sexes are dealt with equally, in capital letters, which is far from being the case today. These GECs will legislate the PARA, that's paternity rejection right, and the OPTAB, O-P-E-T-A-B, obligatory paternity testing at birth for all births, to block women's paternity fraud and to stop women's forced fathering. Women have the MARA, maternity rejection right, but men don't have the PARA, which is the most blatant example of sexual discrimination that exists, that makes masculists scream at its massive gender injustice. Women have the MARA, aka abortion right. So women have the right to reject an unwanted pregnancy that could ruin their lives, but men don't. So millions of women force men into a paternity that men don't want, thus manslaving them, forcing them to pay for 2 decades for a kid that they never wanted in the first place. This horrible gender crime that women commit on a daily basis, in millions of cases, is one of the many reasons why masculists have such a hatred of gender criminal women and aim to exterminate them. This is why masculists use hate speech, since women's horrible gender crimes against men need, in capital letters, to be hated and removed. So you can understand why masculists, particularly masculist theorists like myself, have such a hatred and contempt against the censors in YouTube and Patreon, who totally fail to see the big gender picture, who are strictly monoconscious, who know nothing about masculism, who don't even see how badly women oppress men. Hopefully, such censors will be soon swept away into the dustbins of history as the masculist tsunami pours over society, over the planet, changing everything, revolutionizing everything, converting billions of people to bi-consciousness, to give gender justice to both sexes. Those women who fail to be converted to bi-consciousness, that is, those women who remain callous towards masculist ideas, will pay a horrible price. They will be hated and they will be slowly exterminated. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Brackets. Click on the masculist tab for 670 plus masculist essays and their videos. See also a London Real interview on masculism at AI will kill 1 billion people - do we create our exterminators? Professor Hugo de Garis - London Real. In brackets, see the last half hour of this 2-hour interview for the masculist segment. These flyers are available in text and video formats on Minds, BitChute, Odyssey, MGTOW.tv, and X. Ciao.